Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm your host, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Where are your dreams? What's happening out there with the things you thought you'd be doing and seeing and experiencing? Are they coming true? And what do you need that's not there? What's in your way? Well, we're going to be talking about some endings and beginnings. It's so perfect because if you know anything about numerology, we're literally departing a year that is the year of numerology for endings. And boy, have people been experiencing it. And we've been experiencing it on the planet. We had a big holiday dinner here at our place. We had lots of people over. And that was one of the topics of conversation. How many celebrities and big names have left our planet, shockingly, this year? But guess what? On the heels of this comes the next year. And the next year, numerology, it's the year of beginnings, starts. So because I honor that in you, and because every day, frankly, we get to wake up and have a breath, is another start, another beginning, another possibility. Later on, I'm going to have Ron Malhotra on the line, and he's our big interview of the day. He's going to talk about becoming a successful male and how to do that, what's possible. His program, The Successful Male Blueprint, is the most comprehensive success development program for men in the world. And I got to tell you, as women, it's going to be fun to find out also, get the behind the scenes here of what's really going on with men and what we need to know for our men, or dating men, or brother men, or father men, any of the above, sons, and all of that. Well, as I said, a lot of endings. And I know people have had a tough time because things have been taken from them that didn't belong in their life anymore, or people who chose to end things, careers, relationships, where they lived, all sorts of things, or habits, because it was no longer working for them. That's really what it's all about. You know, we're called to task. So if we're called to task to let go of, then that creates a vacuum. And what happens? Nature really abhors a vacuum. That means there's that beautiful, delicious space for the new to come in. I want to just start with something that's very easy. It's very easy because you can do it in a moment, no matter what's going on. Gratitude, thankfulness, being full of thanks, gratitude can transform any day, a bad day, a common day, into Thanksgivings. It can turn routine jobs into joy. It can change ordinary opportunities into blessings. So I hope you're enjoying the festive spirit right now and that you utilize gratitude, because it costs nothing and it takes nothing to do, but it changes everything. If you're feeling stressed out about things, or if there are family dramas or shopping, or you're spending too much, or there's too many obligations and not enough time for yourself, I invite you to take a moment to give thanks. So if you woke up today, did you feel grateful for the day ahead or anxious of what was to come? So here's what I know for sure. What I know for sure is what I'm creating this next year. I always take time at the end of the year to reflect. I do it with Ed, my beloved, and we sit down. We literally talk about the year in review. It's one of the coolest things we'll do. We have the most amazing conversations about all of what transpired. And then we'll talk about what we want to create in the next year. But what I'm excited about is in my next year, it's not like any other year before, because every other year before really has been about achievements in different realms. And I'm at the point in my life now where It's funny, last week on the show, you might have heard we had a guest come on and she was talking about empowerment and she was using me as an example and wanting to take me through an exercise for everybody here. And she was saying as the example, she brought up something that I do in my life and said, go into a place of doubt or uncertainty there. But I had to stop her and say the truth is there's no doubt or uncertainty. When it comes to me with creating, achieving, I just don't have doubt and uncertainty. I have a lot of certainty. I know what I'm going to create. I know how I'm going to show up and what's possible. I really do. And I really know if I get out of the way, what the universe can also create on my behalf. So that said, if that's so, then where I want to place my focus for 2017 and beyond is really fun. It's joy. It's travel. It's more connected time with others. It's more following my passions like wine. I'm already signed up. You know I'm a Spanish wine specialist. I'm already signed up to do the Italian wine specialist. It takes a lot of time, and when the test comes around, there's doubt and uncertainty, by the way, there with the testing, because it's a lot to know in a language I don't know. You know, the tests are set up because they're not easy to pass. But I'm going for it because that's where my passion is. So where is yours? Where's yours? What this year are you vowing to do more and see more? What grand place are you willing to go to? I know I'm heading for Brazil next year. I did Europe last year. So it just gets better, right? So do this and read more and enjoy more and chill more. Decide to see and be in your world with your eyes and your heart wide open. And wherever you live, really look around. Try different restaurants. Take a class on something new. Be challenged. Get stimulated. I love challenge, by the way. I'm sure it's why I take authors to international bestseller. It's a challenge. You never know what's going to happen with every launch. Why I love working consulting with people, and because I don't know. Every person's completely different. I have to take them from where they are up to be a magic at media and interviews and getting booked, and it's awesome. It's stimulating to me. So I offer that to you, too, in your own realm. Have some fun and redefine what fun means for you. So I have to say my own definition has deepened, and it includes much more meaningful experiences with those I love. And what seemed really important or fun 20 years ago just no longer holds my interest. So I have earned the right to spend time doing only what matters and brings me joy. You know, it reminds me, I heard Seth Godin being interviewed, and they were talking about social media, and you know, he's huge out in the world, but he was saying, I don't use Twitter, and I'm not going to use Twitter. Now, this is nothing to do with Twitter. This is about Seth saying, I looked at what matters to me, and I recognized that he loves blogging. And if he wanted to spend his time blogging, he wouldn't have time to spend on other things like Twitter, so he made a choice. My time is spent on blogging. Twitter, I'm going to let go, and it's okay. And guess what? He's doing fine, isn't he? So what can you let go of to make more room and time for what really matters to you and what brings you joy so your focus and alignment is there? So write to me. Go on my website, debbiedashinger.com, click on contact and write to me, or support@debbiedashinger.com, write to me. Let me know where you're headed and what you're going to do when you get there, or what you did when you got there. And let's make today our best day yet. Let's make this year our best year yet. And let's start with gratitude. Ron Malhotra is a thought leader, an entrepreneur, international speaker, an internationally certified success coach, award-winning wealth planner, leadership training, radio host, and a best-selling author. Ron is also the founder of The Successful Male, a movement that seeks to help men develop holistically so they become high-charactered, purposeful, confident, and overall successful. Ron has been featured in the Huffington Post, Financial Review, Motivations Magazine, CNN, ABC, Star News, In the Black, Melbourne Observer, IFA, 97.7 FM, Money Magazine, Smart Investor Magazine, Motivational Speakers Australia, NBC, Wall Street Journal, and more. find out about him at his name, Ron, and the last name is MALHOTRA.com. Ron, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you here today.
Wow, thank you so much for that introduction. It was so awesome to actually hear you you talk about gratitude. It's so inspiring. It's my honor to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, grateful to have you here today. I love this conversation we're going to have on how to be a successful man. I love that I'm a woman having this conversation with you. So let's start with overwhelming statistics for men. Apparently, there are overwhelming statistics for men. What, in your expertise, Ron, are these male statistics?
Look, in Australia, you've got massive issues with men's depression, anxiety, violence. And, you know, if you look at deep down what's going on, if you look at culturally how men are conditioned, not just in Australia, but I think worldwide, I think you'll find that most men are conditioned to sort of tough it out, act macho, not express themselves. And so I think what we're starting to see now are basically symptoms of that problem, where even the men that are ambitious are typically just chasing the money and, you know, have lost connection with themselves. And, you know, in the last 50 years, there's a lot of talk about, you know, helping women. And I think that's fair enough. There was absolutely a need to, support women in their endeavors. There was the invisible glass ceiling in the corporate world. And so we knew that women were disadvantaged in many ways. Mm-hmm. But I think what's happened is over that time, I think there's been, men have been neglected. I wrote an article for the Huffington Post in regards to the statistics. Now, you know, it just runs into, you know, the numbers are staggering around men's suicide or depression or anxiety. Mm-hmm. Now, I looked around and I saw that there was a lot of support for women. There was also a lot of support for men, but it was mainly for men that were already broken. So it was, you know, there was support for divorced men or bankrupt men or suicidal men, but there was really nothing that was talking to men, average men, and preventing them from being broken in the first place. And so that was the reason to come up with this initiative.
So that's what got you kickstarted. You saw that there was a need and a big unaddressed issue. And so that leads you to redefine success for men. And what does that mean, that redefinition? What do you think success is really for men?
Well, if you really think about success in its conventional sense, most people assume that success is about monetary success or business success, well, especially men. So men typically tend to subconsciously judge each other or measure each other on things like, you know, physique or financial success. And these measures are quite, as you can appreciate, they're just, you know, material indicators of success. So for me, the question was, well, okay, clearly, if you look at the system right now, it's not working. Men are unhappy, men are disengaged, men are disconnected. So really, should we really just be defining success in monetary terms? That's a question that I asked myself a number of years ago, and that got me on this path where I started to then study the lives of people that were highly fulfilled, purposeful, and successful holistically to try and determine if there was a common denominator of success in their lives. And so we then said, okay, well, you can't really be, if, just because you have financial success or you may have 16-inch biceps doesn't really mean that you're successful. You may be successful in one or two areas of your life, but success is multidimensional. It should be multidimensional. To start with, if a man doesn't really know who he is, and he hasn't connected with himself, and if he thinks he is his name, or he's defined by his occupation, or he's defined by his cultural or religious orientation, then you're effectively dealing with a person that hasn't actually taken the time to work out who they really are on the inside. So the first part of what we do is we help men identify with themselves, connect with themselves by saying that you are not your name. You're not your belief system, you're not your religion, you're not your culture, you're not your nationality. Who you are should be defined by your values, your strengths, your passion, your purpose, your mission, your goals. And if you don't know what those things are, the basis of your decisions is always going to be what you're hearing on the outside. It'll be hearsay, it'll be media, it'll be other people's opinions. So it is really important that the starting point, the foundational step of success for men, should be for them to work out exactly who they are, so that for the rest of their lives, they can make decisions that are congruent with who they are on the inside. That was the first part. The second part of, I guess, success from our perspective, and we talk about redefining success, is do you have an understanding of your mental faculties? We know that the traditional academic system right now is highly reliant, over-reliant on our conscious faculties, to the point where successful men may have really good reasoning skills, analytical skills, memory skills, but their intuitive senses are very weak or underdeveloped. So again, it's for them to have a comprehensive understanding of the mental faculties that they have, and then combine that with heart-based intelligence and spiritual intelligence, so that they can be a holistic human being, as opposed to somebody that just knows how to think in certain scenarios, but maybe doesn't know how to connect with people or doesn't know how to connect with themselves. So for us, those two are the foundational steps. Understand who you are, understand the faculties of your mind, and then from there we go on and we look at various other factors that influence your success, such as confidence, emotional intelligence, leadership, influence, communication, grooming, styling, intimacy, dating, attraction, so on and so forth, to basically bring a holistic perspective to success.
You know, I wonder, as I'm listening to you, about holistic also incorporating the men who have swung to the other level. So I know, because I have a lot of very attractive, articulate, powerful women friends and colleagues who often will say to me, do you know anybody? I'd like to be dating. But often what they'll find, especially when they get into our tribe that's more metaphysical, that's a little more spiritual, more open, more holistic, they'll often find men who might be attractive in certain ways, but as they get to know them, they find they're so deeply in the intuitive, so deeply in the feeling, so deeply that maybe they've lost some masculine qualities. Do you work with men like that as well?
I'm really glad you raised that question, because we can already see that there is a shift happening worldwide in the way people think. And so we are, you know, there was some study done by Ken Wilber, and he predicted that, you know, we are now evolving to the next level of consciousness. And so you are starting to see a massive shift where a lot of men are getting in tune with themselves. But there is a negative implication of that that I've recently identified, and very, it relates to what you just said before. I think some men have lost their sense of practicality to the point where now they've moved away from mind-based or brain-based thinking to be highly, you know, they've become so intuitive and spiritual. But sometimes I wonder if that spirituality, the embracing of spirituality or heart-based intelligence, is essentially an escape from the material world. I think any extreme makes up a human being that is not complete. And so for us, it's about how do you combine the best of body intelligence, mind intelligence, heart intelligence, and spiritual intelligence to create a human being that is complete in all ways. Now, it's great to be in the company of a man that is very in tune with himself. But sometimes I think there is a tendency for people to become so esoteric that they lose connection with the real world. Now, the reality is we might be spiritual beings having a human experience, but we were not born in the spiritual realm. We're born in this material world. So we still must master the ways of this planet. We must still deal with real life issues such as, you know, money and career and relationships and connecting with people and so on and so forth. We can't just transcend beyond that. And I think what happens is, if you look at how, let's just assume that men live in one of four stages. A lot of men live in what I call scarcity stage. And so scarcity is a man, a man in the scarcity stage is a man that just wants a job. He can barely support himself. So some men evolve past that stage and get into the next stage, which is called survival. So survival is a man in survival stage is a man who is no longer interested in just any job. He wants a good job. And he's gone from not being able to support himself to finally being able to support himself. Very few men will transcend to the next level, which is success. And success is a man who is not driven by a job or just any job. He is driven by a career. And he's gone from not being able to support himself to being able to support himself to now being able to support people that he loves. But very few men will actually go to the ultimate level, which is significance or service. And that is a man who is no longer driven by a job or a career. He's driven by his calling. And he has now gone from not being able to support himself to being able to support himself to being able to support people that he loves. But now he wants to support those in need. Now, at the significance stage, there is the ability to have a huge impact with your skills, your talents, and things like that. But what's happening is we're starting to see a lot of men that are bypassing the success stage and trying to get from scarcity to significance. Now, obviously, this is not a conscious thing that they're doing, but it appears that a lot of men have gone, well, I'm just going to denounce all the real world stuff, and I'm going to go from I can barely pay my bills, but right. Let me just become all spiritual and let me start to dispense advice to people about how they should live their lives. But the reality is these people are not getting results themselves.
Right.
Now, I always say that you can't lead people further than you've been yourself. Mm-hmm. You have a responsibility that you must walk the talk. So you have a responsibility and an obligation to understand how the real world works. So it's great that you're spiritually connected with yourself. But if you're using that spirituality as an escape because you don't like the way the world works and you're unable to figure out your way through the practical realities of life, then to me, that's not success either.
I am so glad you added that piece as well, because that is the other thing I often hear, that women will meet these terrific fellows and then, you know, at the end of the day, they'll say, but, you know, he's not making any money. And this has obviously been a pattern. The more I get to know him, what his history has been. And there's a lot of concern, rightfully so. I think it can go both ways if a man meets a woman who has those issues as well. But this is an amazing conversation. It's timely conversation. And we're going to learn more. What is being a successful male when we come back? You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Download your free Dare to Dream Radio app on iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at rejuvenatemedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell your soul to me, I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be.
Debbie Dashinger here. I am interviewing Ron Malhotra. Wow, what a conversation I'm having with Ron in between. Phenomenal. He's a leadership, achievement, and mindset expert. You can learn more at thesuccessfulmail.com. We're going to continue in the vein we were just talking about, because the point was about masculinity. What about those who are spiritually evolved or those who aren't? How does a man maintain this role of being a man, being masculine, and yet have the balance? So talk to us, Ron, how, especially now, because I think we're setting all new edicts, aren't we? We're going out of an old paradigm of what it was to be a man and, you know, suck it up and men don't cry and all of that into a whole new time and paradigm. So how do they create that balance?
Yeah, and that it's a tough question. I mean, we've gone now from one extreme to another. I think where there was a lot of talk about, you know, the fact that when you tell a man to man up, you're effectively shutting down his feelings. So we've gone from that spectrum to another spectrum now, where there's men's groups coming up everywhere, where men are being encouraged to cry and hold each other and all of that sort of stuff, which is fine. I think there's a time and place for it. But what's actually happening is a lot of the times we are encouraging men to operate from a place where, you know, we're telling them to be expressive about their feelings and thoughts, and all of that is important, I believe. But sometimes we can venture too much into the negative. So imagine a support group of men. Men are coming together and they're talking about their issues and they're talking about the negatives and they're crying. Well, what are they paying attention to? Mm. They're paying attention to all the bad stuff. Whereas the successful male was all about helping men operate from a place of strength, not in a way that's shutting down their feelings, but to say, hey, the best way to move away from darkness is to move towards the light. If you don't like the cold, turn the heating on, and the cold automatically disappears. There is no point going back and talking about the cold. It doesn't help you, because where is your attention going? And if we know anything about energy systems, and we understand anything about how the mind works, and we understand the laws of the universe, or we understand the law of attraction, when we are talking about those things that we're trying to get away from, we're inadvertently putting more attention into those things. So for us, it was a case of, okay, well, let's move forward. Understand bad things have happened to you. Bad things have happened to everybody, okay? And that's a part of it. But let's just move forward in the direction of the person that you wish to become. And when it comes to success, I've had a number of people come to me and they just assume that they make the assumption that success means material success. And I say, no, look, the definition of success is quite simple. Success is doing what you want, when you want, with who you want. Now, in the real world, it's impossible for somebody to be doing what they want, when they want, with who they want, 100% of the time. But I think it could be easily argued that if Debbie was spending 80% of her life doing what she wanted, when she wanted, with who she wanted, and Ron was only spending 20 or 30% of his life doing what he wanted, when he wanted, with who he wanted, I think it could be argued that Debbie is the most successful out of the two. Mm. Now Debbie has to decide what kind of life she wants. But what are the chances that Debbie is going to know what she wants in life if she has never really taken the time to understand who she is? And that's why we always go back to the basics. Now, talking about masculinity, it's a really interesting concept. At our last event, we asked ourselves this question: how does a man maintain his masculinity as he becomes more spiritually evolved, emotionally intelligent, and intellectually evolved as well? You see that happen. You see that sometimes men become so intelligent, or they become so emotionally connected with themselves, that they lose their instincts that actually make them attractive to the opposite sex. Now, at this point, some men will argue and say, well, we shouldn't have to do anything deliberately or strategically to attract the opposite sex. And I agree with that. It is not about doing strategic things to attract the opposite sex. It's about becoming the man that is naturally attractive to women. And how you do that is you've got to find a balance. And this is where thinking skills are really, really critical. Unfortunately, many men, as soon as they become familiar with the concept, they gravitate towards it to the point where they dismiss all of the other concepts. And that's why we say that the balance of body, mind, heart, and spirit, you have to get that right. Our masculinity is what makes us attractive to women. So we've still got to retain some of those characteristics of, you know, being powerful when we need to be powerful. And being powerful doesn't mean that we're not emotionally connected. And so we need to know in what situations, which skills we need to be using. Because we know that. I mean, women have, you know, there's so many times women come in and say, oh, you know, I really like him. He's really nice, but I just don't feel it for him. And we know what's going on, because sometimes what makes you likable doesn't make you attractive.
What do you mean you know what's going on? I want to hit on that for a second, because your remarks are apropos. I have also heard that a lot. So someone is quote-unquote nice, and the person says, yeah, they're this, they're that. It's not really going on. What is that?
Look, if you look at the whole game of attraction, the whole game of attraction is quite instinctive. It is not a logical decision that a woman makes that I'm going to be attracted to that person because he's nice to me. Some women may make that decision based on practical considerations, but when we talk about real attraction, it's a natural process. And so if men are aware of that natural process, then men understand that they don't necessarily need to engage in behaviors that are, because a lot of times what will happen is men will try and comply or bribe a woman into spending time with them or buy them gifts because what they're trying to do is be likable. Mm-hmm. Whereas I personally believe that when you meet somebody, you are trying to assess them yourself. You're trying to assess if they're the right fit for you. So when a man's very early, in the early stages, when a man's trying to work for a woman's attention, and there's that level of keenness, there's that can come across as quite desperate and inauthentic. And that's coming because a lot of men have made an unconscious connection between likability and attraction. Now, I'm not saying that men need to deliberately do something to try and become attractive, because then that would be manipulation, and that would, at some point, the woman's going to find out who he is. But what I'm saying is that men need to stop the complying behaviors and just be themselves and go, hey, I like her, so I'm going to tell her I like her, but let me see if I'm the right fit for her. Let me just spend some time with her. Let me have a cool conversation with her. Let me just chill out right now. Let me not try and buy drinks for her at this particular stage. Because again, we're trying to be equal. I think any type of imbalance is wrong, because we absolutely don't believe that men should have the upper hand on women. But at the same time, we kind of think, well, the game should be equal. Let's just be equal. Right now, if you meet someone in a business setting or in a social context, you're always trying to work out who that person is. Do you want to see them? Do you want to be in touch with them? Whereas too many men very prematurely and very quickly start to do all of those engaging behaviors that would indicate that the man already wants the woman's attention, or he's trying to validate himself to her. Yeah. On the other extreme, you've got men that think, oh, well, you know that game, so I'm not going to play that game. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to be really arrogant. So I'm going to stand back with my hands in my pocket, and I'm going to act all cool so that she can work for me. Now, that's a man who's gone to the other extreme. And in both cases, you've got a man who is thinking too much rather than just being himself and just allowing himself to enjoy the experience and then letting the experience determine what they want to do next. I don't know if I've explained that properly.
Oh, my God, you have totally. And I intimately know what you're talking about. From my perspective, seeing men, experiencing men, absolutely both extremes. And also, it took me a goddamn long time to understand this in my world, because I would get in these long relationships and, you know, then realize I was with somebody I really didn't want to be with, and then I had trouble extricating myself, and my dating skills were, you know, pretty much suckage. And I was all across the board, and I did a lot of research because I wanted to get better. And this is, you know, a couple of decades ago now, but I got really good at it, and I started to understand exactly what you're talking about as a woman. Just to show up, I didn't have to give someone my whole life inventory. It was a meet and greet. If there was something there, I take it to the next, you know, maybe it wouldn't be coffee, it would be dinner. But it was a very slow process. I also recognized, for someone who moved very fast all the time, what I actually preferred was slow. Slow was more organic to me, more comfortable and safe. And I got to see the unfoldment and know at every moment, yes, no, move forward, not so much. So when you talk about this, I just hope that the men who are listening to this and the wisdom you're sharing understand, even for a woman, that we can perceive all of this and react or respond to it or manipulate you or be turned off. But at the same time, we have a process that's very much like it, too. And I think, honestly, when you see someone doing what you're describing, as in the balance of being oneself and speaking your truth but not working hard or adopting other identities to be something, we can sense all of that. And the more you are who you really are, the more you get to attract the best version of relationship. I feel this strongly.
Exactly right. And I think that's why we always go back to men knowing who they are, because that's such a critical part of being attractive, is that you naturally become attractive. See, if you know where you're going, you know what you're about, you know that you're passionate about a cause or a purpose in life, you know, you're driven, you're not just drifting in life. All of that just makes you attractive. And rather than sitting there and trying to work out how do I become attractive to this person, if you are a person that is on a mission, and you know, if you ask most women, they'll tell you that they women rate men that are confident and passionate as attractive, and those are not physical characteristics. But even when we talk about physical characteristics, I always say, regardless of what your natural disposition may be, every man can look at least a 6 or a 7 out of 10. Mm. By putting work into their physique, by putting work into their communication skills, by their mannerism, their grooming, every man can look decent enough. And so, but at the same time, the most attractive thing about a man is a man who has conviction in who he is, and he believes in what he does. And we say to men, look, if you don't agree with a woman, stand by what you believe. You don't have to necessarily comply and agree with her because you think that that's going to make you more attractive. Don't do that, because that's inauthentic. Mm. Now, there's a lot of dating gurus out there that are, you know, that teach men strategies and techniques and pickup lines and those sorts of things. But again, I think there is no substitute for a man knowing who he is, because attraction should be a natural process as opposed to a manufactured process. Now, I don't claim to be an expert in attraction or dating, and that's why we have other experts that we use. I have, for example, I have a gentleman who studied the male sexuality for 15 years in Israel, and he demystifies a lot of misconceptions about men's sexuality, where he says, look, if you watch Hollywood, you think that being a great lover is about lasting all night, but it's not about that. And so we're demystifying a lot of myths around dating, attraction. We're demystifying a lot of myths and misconceptions around communication. So we have communication experts. We bring different types of experts. And we actually bring women experts as well to talk about their perspective. Like for one of our next events, we are going to actually have a panel of men and women having a really candid conversation around the frustrations that men and women have. And because the men need to hear what women think, because women don't always tell men what they're thinking. So for somebody has to spearhead and orchestrate this process, where the only way for men to become evolved is to have that advanced perception and a 360-degree view on becoming. And it's an aspirational concept. I'm not claiming by any means that I have mastered all of these principles. What I am saying, though, is that I'm constantly striving for improvement in all areas. I want to look my best. I want to feel my best. I want to be passionate about what I'm doing. I want to make a difference. I want to have an impact. I want to think in a way that is conducive to success. I want to know how to accomplish my goals. I want to know how to connect with the opposite sex. I want to know how to be successful in business. I want to be financially secure. How can we do it all? How can we make it all happen? And that's why you're a part of our Facebook group, We Are Successful Men. That's why we have daily themes. On Monday, we talk about mindset. On Tuesday, we talk about leadership and influence. Wednesday, we talk about money and business. Thursday, we talk about life success. Friday, we talk about styling, dating, attraction, and grooming. Saturday, we talk about productivity and performance. And Sunday, we talk about spiritual growth, because spiritual growth is such an important part of overall development. You can't ignore that piece.
Well, Ron, I'm part of your Facebook group now too, so I'm looking forward to seeing this every day and reading and participating if I can as a woman. But I love what you're outlining here. Look, even as a female, I desire all the things you're discussing. So we're about to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ron a little bit more about what might be the blueprint we can follow and some more tips. We'll be right back. If you'd like to find me on Twitter, join me, my name, at Debbie Dashinger. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at MyBestsellerBook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Ron Malhotra from thesuccessfulmail.com. Just so you know, I've already checked it out with Ron's schedule if I can have him come back next week to do a part two follow-up, because I think we're just getting started, and I think this is a very important conversation for people. I know love, relationship to oneself and to others is very important. So we're going to explore this more. So that's the great news. We're going to have him back again. Stay tuned for next week. And, of course, you can send in your questions. Ron, I want to ask you right here at the top, this is Dare to Dream. You've created a lot. Your media alone in your bio is very impressive, and what you're doing out in the world and where you're developing. But what are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
One of our missions is to impact 1 million men across the globe. And I'm highly determined on doing that. When I started this vision, I had absolutely no idea how I was going to do it. But we have now, we've come up with a scalable model where we're actually helping men become certified mentors for the successful male by providing them with the intellectual property, the structure, the support, and everything else that they need to become an independent consultant in their own right, where they can then go and create a ripple effect by speaking to men. We know that this is really needed, and we know that when men become better, everybody benefits. Families benefit, industries benefit, nations benefit. And right now, what we're seeing is a disintegration of the current political and economic system that exists in the world, which is dominated by men that are strong in one or two areas. So they're very powerful, but a lot of them operate from a place of competitiveness. They operate from a place of ego. And then, but we're also starting to see, as we mentioned earlier, we're starting to see a lot of men that are highly spiritually evolved, but really can't make things work in the real world. It's about blending the two. And that's why we have this whole component of productivity and performance and the psychology of achievement and becoming an authentic leader and having an impact. But we combine it with things like generosity, making a difference, giving, spiritual intelligence, heart-based intelligence, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to combine the best of left brain thinking with right brain thinking. And in the beginning, it's a conscious process. When a man's going through all of this in the beginning, it's not going to seem natural, like anything, because you're learning something. But eventually, once you get it, and it's not about just having some information, it's actually about internalizing and understanding that information. There will be a time, once you've internalized it, that you naturally become the type of man that is able to create the impact that he wants to create, and in the process become attractive to, become attractive as a leader. Rather than aiming to become charismatic, you naturally become charismatic. Rather than aiming to become attractive, you naturally become attractive as a consequence of learning and applying these principles that we're teaching.
Beautiful. So people who are listening who are very interested in following you or joining one of your workshops or your speaking gigs, tell us, how can we do that? How can we find where you are?
So the best way is to, if you go into thesuccessfulmail.com, we actually have a quiz. It's called How Successful Are You? Because one of the biggest issues that we have is people are in a place of unconscious incompetence. They don't know what they don't know, so they're not taking any steps to rectify it. So one of the first things is, if you really want to have an honest evaluation of how successful you are, go and take that quiz. It's a really simple quiz. It's got 18 questions around different areas of your life. And it's going to basically give you a rating. And again, the rating is not meant to say that, you know, you need to fix yourself or there's something wrong with you. It's just a self-evaluation exercise to say, okay, there are areas in my life that if I develop them, I can become a more successful human being. So take that quiz. You can join our group on Facebook called We Are Successful Men. So if you just type in We Are Successful Men, you can join that group. We are always sharing value and we're facilitating some deep conversations with men. We challenge men. So if you're obviously somebody that just wants to be politically correct and doesn't like being challenged, then it may not be the right group for you. But if you want to have some good, insightful conversations with other men that dare to think differently, then you would love being a part of this group. We also invite and welcome women. Unlike other men's groups, this one is not strictly for men. In fact, I do not believe that it's possible for men to become the best versions of themselves without the support of strong and supportive women. So we welcome women into the group because we love to hear what women think when we're talking about things like dating, attraction, or even success. We want to hear what women think because it's so vitally important for men to get that perspective as well.
I so agree. And I thank you for that. I have such strong desires and points of view on this and know what works for me, but there's nothing more beautiful to me than a man who is well-balanced, who can communicate, who is in touch with feelings, and can go anywhere with them with confidence. And, you know, who also, besides representing his authentic self very well and his passions and talents, can, you know, really be in relationship and really listen, but also talk. And, you know, so everything, it's a beautiful dance. But I look forward to the healing you're doing in this on the planet. And I just want to say here at the end, one of the things you talk about, Ron, is that we dream of making our mark on this planet. Oof, I love the sound of that. We dream of making our mark on this planet. Yes, we do. Give us a tip, secret sauce, how we might get there.
I think the best way to make your mark on the planet is by having a really good understanding of your skills, your strengths, your passion, and your purpose, and then packaging and then giving it away. You know, the purpose of life is to identify one's life's purpose. But once you've identified that purpose, your job is to give it away. You're not meant to hoard it. You're not meant to keep it for yourself. And for me, you know, one of the things we encourage men to do is to identify their biggest value. For me, my biggest value is significance. I want to have an impact. I'm not just driven by money, although I'm wise enough to know that money is extremely important because it'll give me the options and choices in life that I need in order to be able to facilitate my movement. So, find out what your gifts are and then give them away.
Find out what your gifts are and give them away. Ron, thank you so much for being on Dare to Dream today. I really appreciate your wisdom.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and be sure to tune in for part two with Ron Malhotra next week. And I end today's show with this quote from Mark Twain. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bow lines. Sail away from the safe harbor. Catch the trade winds in your sails. Explore. Dream. Discover. You can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to become an international best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. And if you want to learn how to get booked on radio and get really big results, basically I'm saying, how do you message yourself out to the world through media for free and get a really big business result, go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. If you love this show, share it with your friends. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget.